We found a new sport, a new kind of entertainment. It's the viewing of queues. It's like people watching, but they are trapped behind a kind of caged wall, queuing, waiting in an eager anticipation for an iPad, but unknowing to them, they've all sold out. So I think they're putting their name down for tomorrow, possibly, but they're buying the pink and green ones, which are the only ones left. I'm outside the Apple store on the way to a party, but I've been waylaid by two massive minds. They were glowing in the street. I couldn't miss them. Ewan.
Hello.
And Steve Garfield.
Hey, everybody. It's Steve Garfield from stevegarfield.com.
I love that I don't get a surname and you get the whole web URL idea.
Well,
it's just like, no,
go to Twitter.com/Ewan.
Now, Ewan, I'm kind of excited about what might possibly be one of the top five web apps of South by Southwest.
Well, there's a bundle of web apps out there. You know, there's lots of things in competition. You have people like Hashable, GroupMe, Beluga, all applications with huge, rich functionality, in-depth functions that you need to do work on your friends list. You know, what you need is something fast, something simple, and something that answers a problem, that answers a question. And quite simply, www.isscopleinthisroom.com. It's a dual-purpose application. Either, if you're launching something at South by Southwest, you can find out if the guy who believes he's the biggest influencer in the world will talk to you. Or, if you want to go to a quiet party and not be overburdened and everybody else can share, you can leave.
It sounds like very little can go wrong with it.
No, you just put the URL in, which is www.isscopleinthisroom.com. Let your browser, if the browser asks, can I find out your location? Say yes, and we'll do the maths and the social graph mining afterwards.
Good luck. Sounds like a winner to me. And it's cross-platform, as in it'll work on pretty much anything.
It does, yeah, as long as you've got an HTML5 capable browser, everything else is taken care of. That's why web apps are a good idea.
Now, Steve's being quite cagey about the projects he's involved because they are secret.
And he's taking over the world!
And I will honour the secrecy around these projects, but what else are you up to here?
Well, the secret project is... I can talk
about it. He's going to say it now!
Does it involve a volcano?
Not yet, but if one erupts, I will be there with the camera ready to go. And it's a project to film Austin and what's going on down here at South By, and it's not interviewing people, it's not getting conference speakers, it's more of an art piece, which is kind of a more challenging for me, a little different than what I normally do. So you were asking me what camera I was using, so I had to pull it out to read the number here, but it's a Panasonic HDC SD100, and it's a really nice HD camera with a flip-out lens. We were looking at it, and it's really good in low light. And then what I've done here is I've added to it this Canon wide-angle converter, a WD58. It gives us a beautiful wide angle, and the brilliant thing about this, I just found this, is I got this adapter, and it adapts this video camera to accept the wide angle, which used to be on my old Canon GL2. It's a 37mm to 58mm adapter, and it gives me this brilliant wide angle lens on this little tiny HD camera.
And it's right, there's so many adapters available now. If you just go on eBay and Google around, and they're enabling us to use lenses cross cameras so that we're not stuck to put Canon on Canon and Nikon on Nikon. I put Leica lenses on my Panasonic, for example. Yeah. Manual, beautiful, crisp Leica glass on my Panasonic cameras. Yeah. And that is quite liberating. It's like inventing a new camera.
Like, there are those cheap little wide-angle lenses that you can use, and, you know, those cost like $50. This lens costs like maybe $200. So, you know, why would I want to buy a cheap $50 lens when I already have a $200 lens? I just had to find a way to stick it on this video camera, and I found this adapter, and now it works, and it's really great.
And every time I see you're using a different device, is that because something's come through the post and you're like, I've got to use this?
Oh, well,
or you just want to know how every device works?
Both.
Okay.
So, you know, I always want to look at the new and see what's new about things, and I do a lot of stuff with the little Kodak Pocket HD video camera, and I figure out how to stick a wide-angle lens on that.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's very cool.
Do you still believe in a way that the best camera you could possibly have is the one that's in your pocket all the time?
That is exactly it. So a lot of times I use the iPhone 4.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant.
I've been using it. It's a shame that we do get the bit jitteriness when you pan, so keep as still as possible with the iPhone 4.
Probably be good advice.
But the quality's crisp.
You know what I've been really having a lot of fun with is taking photos with that thing. And people are like, you took that with the iPhone 4? I took one and I did a HDR.
Yep.
They have Pro HDR you can get on the iPhone, which
just some,
you know, it really takes great photos. And then I printed it out on a canvas. And what? I have it in my house. And I had a plumber come into the house the other day from my neighborhood. And he's like, whoa, that's an awesome shot of the pond. I said, oh, I took that with my iPhone. He's like, you took that with your iPhone? Yeah, and it's on a canvas. He's like, oh, my God. Like, yeah. He was totally floored.
Photographers are getting a lot less snobby about what these pocket little devices can do. I speak to some pro photographers who've been like, there's absolutely no way you'll get me, and then now they're using their phones because the quality's got there. So yeah, really good stuff. Ewan, you look like you're itching to go to a party.
Yeah, the problem is it's South by, so I don't know which one, so it's just going to be like, grab you two guys, cruise the streets. Not like that, kids, it's okay. And you never heard that. I'm just pointing to kid down there. And you know, when there's one that doesn't have a queue, we'll go in there. And you know what, if not, the secret to South by is this: you grab five people and you go, guys, let's go to a bar or lobby, whatever, sit down, find out about the people that you found.
This must be, I don't know, I can't imagine how I could compare this to your Eurovision work, but South by must be so high speed compared to Eurovision.
Well, first of all, I mean, you say Eurovision more, but let's say passion. Anybody who has passion, I mean, you and Steve there just now, just, you know, I had no idea about all the lenses and stuff and everything, but you showed passion. Now, yeah, Eurovision takes a year round, but at the end of the time, it's 25 songs, 3 minutes each, 30 seconds between each song. I mean, that's incredibly fast paced. So the whole year of social media focuses on this 3 hour period, and wow, that 3 hour period.
Okay, now you put it like that, and I imagine it kind of comes to a climax, and you must be spent.
I'm spent. And you're typing, sorry. You build up to that moment, you prepare, but then you've got like, you're covering a live event. It's like somebody who's covering a Super Bowl. You build up to it to the whole year, but at the end of it, it's an hour's worth of play. It's 2 hours of actual game. You have to focus everything on that time there. So the ability to report, to cover, to analyze, to push out, to really reach out to, you know, what Eurovision is probably going to be about 35,000 people, the podcast this year.
Ewan, you are just dripping with passion. So much so, I hope the iPhone got all of that. And of course it is Ewan Spence. You managed to even get your second name in there.
I know, yeah, and with a pun too.
Well, I'm going to try and find out where everybody is, and the only way is possibly to use my currently favourite location-based app. They don't give me anything for this. I managed to get a free t-shirt earlier on, but Gowala, if you are listening, at the moment I'm really liking the fact that so many people are using it. Oh, are you taking out a t-shirt?
No. I got my free t-shirt, and my free t-shirt was...
Chilling like a villain. Oh my God, are they here?
Yes, it's the Angry Birds pig t-shirt. The
it
green
looks
pig
really good.
Patrick's Day.
Oh wow,
that looks pretty good. Doesn't work that well on audio, but if pictures some very angry birds.
Hold on, let me read it out to you.
We need to get this t-shirt and the camera for a photo.
So it's basically, the hex code for this t-shirt is 16F717.
Gordon Bennett, now we've gone into the realm of Uber Geek. You've lost me. Right. We're definitely going to have to find some parties so that we can drink ourselves to the same level. I know you don't drink, but...
I'm just high and alive.
Speak to you guys later. Thanks a lot, Ewan.
No problem, thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Slightly longer than I anticipated.
Okay, we'll see you later.